Good morning and welcome to Fine Gardening on Fine Music Radio. This morning I'd like to chat about a group of plants which are booming again when it comes to popularity in the green world. And those are ferns, a cool, soft, leathery touch for indoors and out. There are some 10,000 species of ferns embracing a staggering range of size and form, from tiny, foamy ferns just a few millimeters high to huge tree ferns towering 10 meters or more once they've grown to maturity. There are exciting color variations, though most mature fronds are one of the many variations of green. Many young fronds show delicate shades of pink, gold, metallic blue, and the palest and most delicate shades of greens. Fronds and leaf formation differ greatly. Some are entire, some finely divided, some delicate, some coarse and leathery. Ferns mix extremely well with other ornamental plants in their garden and do well as individual specimens, be it in the garden or in containers. Whether a large, beautifully proportioned bird nest fern in a pot or a hanging maidenhair fern, they can hold their own with any other plant in your garden. Time and the knowledge which has come with passing has indicated to us as gardeners that the idea that ferns only are shade-loving, tropical, need huge amounts of humidity, or adverse to intense cold is not the truth. Especially here in the Western Cape, we are lucky that we do have minimal frost, if ever, which means we can grow an abundant variety of ferns in our garden at any time of the year. Propagation of ferns, probably the most easiest of all plant species, since they are propagated from spores, which form predominantly under the underside of their fronds. And what really happens in your garden is, if the conditions are right, you will have baby ferns coming up in the areas which are well suited to their own propagation. Remembering that any fern out there produces thousands and thousands of microscopic spores at a particular time of the year, which is just about ready to go and find a new home if the conditions are right. We are lucky in South Africa to have a number of indigenous fern species, and one of those which is most popular for me in a garden is the Knysna fern, also known as the leather leaf fern or iron fern. And as its name suggests, it's tough, it's hardy, and it can be grown in any space in virtually any garden. They can be temperamental if they get too hot and too much sun in the summer months, that their leaves can burn, but they very quickly recover. And I'm talking here about the botanical name, Remora edentiformis. And they have triangular, fresh green fronds, which are coarsely toothed. And they last very well in water, so they make a very popular attraction to be used in cut flower arrangements in your home. And remember, when planting the leatherleaf fern, best plant in multiple clumps of the plant. They're very showy when they plant it together in clumps of three or five or seven plants together. They don't look good when they're planted as a solitary plant all on its own. Remembering that all ferns enjoy well-composted soil, so it's very important, irrespective of the soil that you have in your garden, be it clay or sand, to add copious amounts of good organic matter, compost, into the ground before planting. As far as feeding is concerned, remember that ferns enjoy a high nitrogen-rich feeding program. So just remember, always use something. Even a lawn fertilizer will go really, really well with your fern family. So there we have it for this week. Look at ferns, a reinsurgence of the Victoria era craze. They are available at garden centers. There are more than enough to choose from for indoors and out. So enjoy gardening this weekend and chat to you next weekend.